Let's open in prayer. We come around the Word of God tonight. It's a living Word. The Word of God is living. It's quick and powerful, the Word tells us. Heavenly Father, we praise You. We thank You. We thank You for Your blessing. We thank You that You have blessed us through what the Lord Jesus Christ has done on the cross for us. He became a curse for us. We praise You, Lord, that we have received of Him. We have received Him and everything that He's done for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We're looking at tonight the Word of God is health to our flesh. Health to our flesh. And I want to start off by looking at Psalm 39, verse 1. Let's look at that one first of all. Psalm 39. And we'll look at verse 1 of Psalm 39. We've learnt that we must speak the word, and there is a reason for that. We know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. To speak the word means that we do have to guard what our lips say. We also have to guard what we hear and what we receive into our heart. Psalm 39 verse 1 says, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. So we see here God is giving us a wonderful confession and prayer that we can state, a confession that we should state regularly. I will heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. Well, that begs the question, doesn't it? Why can't I just say anything I like? You know, the first thought that comes into my head, why can't I just say that? Why can't I, in front of people, just speak anything? Well, there's a big reason for that. And that is that our words matter. Our words spiritually have impact. They can have negative impact and they can have positive impact. The Bible says death and life is in the power of the tongue. So we're looking tonight at the Word of God as health to our flesh, but it's also related to where the Word is in our life. Where is the Word in our life? If the Word is far from us, if the word is not in our heart, then how can it also influence our flesh? So let's say this together, starting from I will, and let's say this together, Psalm 39 verse 1, because it's wonderful. You can put this on your fridge, have it as a confession you could say every day, because it is very relevant. So start with I will. Ready? Let's read. I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. That sounds like all your life, doesn't it? Sounds like all your life. So this is something you must have in your life, in your heart, in your mouth. That you are making a decision. I will do this. I will keep my mouth with a bridle. I will do it. And one of the reasons for that is that when we go to the book of James, we see that our tongue influences our flesh, our body. Very, very clear. We might come to that tonight. Let's look at Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 23. You see, God's word is miraculous. God's word has power. And I hope tonight, I believe tonight, that you're seeing that God's word is not just a book on a shelf that you can take up every so often and look at and think, well, I've done my duty. No, it's a word you can live by. It's a word you can put as a foundation spiritually into your life. And when you do that, when you speak the word, meditate the word, do the word, that's when there'll be real impact of prosperity and success and health and victory in your life. This is the truth of the matter. Proverbs 4, starting from verse 20, and we'll go to verse 23, says, "My son, attend to my words." Attend means pay attention to. Attend to my words. "Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." Is this a word for us today? Or is this just a word that was written right back in the days of the author of the book of Proverbs, Solomon? Is it way back here, or is it way back there, or is it right here today? Is the word nigh thee? Is it in your mouth and in your heart? You see, this is a word for today. It's not just locked back in the past. It's a word for today. We must attend to God's words. We must incline our ear to his sayings. In other words, we should be listening. Listening with hearing ears, hearing inner man ears. We shouldn't let them depart from our eyes. See, what did I say on Sunday? I talked about the law of focus, didn't I? Law of focus. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. See, this is a huge key. If you can get hold of this, it will influence your flesh. It will influence your flesh. It will cause strength to be manifested in your flesh. This is not theory. This is not fantasy. It's not fiction. But it is fact, because God's word is truth. So it says, in verse 21, "Let them not depart from thine eyes." So you should be keeping the word of God in front of you constantly. "Keep them in the midst of thine heart." Notice what it says there. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. What's your heart? Your inner man, your soul and spirit. "Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they," talking about the words of God, "they are life unto them that find them, and health to all their flesh." God's word is life unto them that find them, and health to all their flesh. Does God's word affect your flesh? It does. Can we agree with that? Agree with the word here. God's word affects our flesh. But you notice there are conditions to that. You've got to attend to his words. You've got to incline your ear to God's sayings. You've got to make sure that you don't let them depart from your eyes. In other words, you focus constantly on the word of God. And you keep them in the midst of thine heart. Okay? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That's what Romans 10 tells us. So we have to be people that attend to the word, incline our ears to the word. Don't let it depart from our eyes. Keep it in the midst of our heart, and then we'll have those results that the word tells us we'll have. Life to our flesh, life and health to all our flesh. It's important for us to understand this. Important for us to understand this. You see, God's word is not just empty words in a book. It's not empty words in a book. God's word is powerful. Have a look at Hebrews 4 verse 12. Hebrews 4 verse 12. Hebrews 4 verse 12 is an important one to know, because it tells you that God's word affects your inner man. Hebrews 4 verse 12 is something that is a message for us today about the importance of how we should live. You see, we have the absolute privilege today in our society to open up the Bible freely. You understand that? There are some nations that are closed to that. But we have the privilege today to be able to open up the Bible freely. You can take it in the morning. You can take it in the afternoon. You can take it in the evening. And there aren't going to be people that will stop you doing that. At least not now. So take the opportunities to attend to God's words, to incline your ear to them, to put them in the midst of your heart. Hebrews 4 verse 12, notice what it says here. "For the word of God is quick," it says a word that means alive, powerfully alive, and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So the word of God pierces. Okay, the word of God goes into your heart. As it says there, discerner of the thoughts and intents of your heart. The word of God will enable you to understand what is God's will and what is not God's will. Is it God's will for you to be healed? Is it God's will for you to be healthy? Is it God's will for you to be strong? All of this is yes. And all of this can be found in the word of God. But what do we have to do? We have to put the word into our heart, and when we, whether we feel weak or whether we feel strong, we say, God is my strength. By the stripes of Jesus I was healed. Jesus took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. Jesus made a curse for me. All of this, whether we are weak, or feeling weak, or feeling strong. The Bible says, let the weak say, with their mouth say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. But, you know, there's some people that they don't have any understanding of the law of focus. They have no understanding of this spiritual law. And so they think they can just do anything they like in their life. And then when a crisis comes along, they think, oh, I'll confess a few scriptures and that'll be okay. God wants us to be on the track, and this is very important for us, to be on the path where we are constantly doing what he says. Constantly. You know, we read on Sunday that we are constantly to be speaking the word, constantly to be meditating on the word. Day and night, the word tells us there. We are people to be constantly doing the word of God, constantly getting it into our hearts. You see, the word of God, as it says there, is quick and powerful. And you notice it touches on spirit, soul and body here. You can see here, dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. Joints and marrow is of the flesh. So we can see that the word of God touches on all three aspects of a human being. Well, spiritually we were born again by the word of God. The Bible tells us we have been begotten by the word of truth. We know very clearly that it's through our spirits we are led by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. And we know that our souls must then be renewed, must be changed, must be restored. And so we know that the Word of God is so very important in those areas. A lot of people don't see that if you get the Word into your heart, it's going to affect your flesh. But it does affect your flesh. It'll make you strong. You neglect it, you can go backwards. You can go right backwards. But even tonight, anyone that hears this message can hear the Word of God and say, I make a decision to make the Word of God my focus. My focus. You can see where we're going to be going through in 2016, don't you? We're going to be really, really looking at this area in a very important way. We're going to be concentrating on this whole area very, very clearly. You see here, and let me read it again in Hebrews 4, verse 12. The word of God is quick and powerful. It's living. It's alive. It's got spiritual life in it, and it will affect you. It'll affect your whole being. It'll affect your inner man, your heart, and it'll affect your outer man, because health to all your flesh. Look also at John 6 verse 63. John 6 verse 63. If you grab hold of what I'm saying tonight, and you only have to make a quality decision, and the quality decision is a decision that you don't turn back from. You say, whether I feel weak or whether I feel strong, I speak the word, I meditate the word, I do the word. Whether I have bad circumstances, whether I have good circumstances, the word of God is my focus. And this is so very important. You see, we shouldn't be led by feelings. We should not be led by feelings of weakness. We shouldn't be led by sight influences, such as, oh, that storm, that thing, because if you're led by that, fear can get in. And fear is not faith. I'm talking about the fear of evil. Fear is not faith. So looking at John chapter 6, verse 63, Jesus made a statement about the Word of God in John chapter 6, verse 63. And this is a very important statement because he shows that spiritually the words of God have impact. It says, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Now, you think about it, Jesus is making a clear distinction between just any old words. You know, you can go and listen to the words on television, you go and listen to the words of another person, you go and listen to the words on the radio. And he's talking about the distinction between those words, just any old words, and the words that come directly from him. And isn't it wonderful that his title is the Word? If you want to know Jesus more, what do? You look into the Word, don't you? So he's saying, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So they will impact your spirit. And when they do that, you'll have spiritual power acting on the inside of you. They will impact on your soul, your thinking, your mind, will and emotions, your affection, your attitude. It'll all affect that as you allow the Word of God to come in and act powerfully in your life. This is very important. And he says it so clearly here. He says, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. God's words are life. They are life, we read back in Proverbs 4, life to all your flesh. They are health to all your flesh. They give you strength. They give you both spiritual strength, soulish strength, and physical strength. We must be people that rely on God's word, but you have to be consistent. You have to be focused. You cannot think that you can watch television all day and neglect the word and then think that you'll be strong spiritually. It just doesn't happen that way. It really should be the opposite way around. Television should be a small part and the word of God a large part. And so, you know, I'm not being hard, I'm just speaking the word. I'm just saying what the word of God tells us. And this is something we have to look at. You see, the word of God is health to our flesh. Its entrance gives light to us. It shows, for example, God's will to heal. Have a look at Psalm 119, verse 130. Psalm 119, verse 130. We've already seen that God's word gives us health to all our flesh, life. Obviously, it's something that we have to put priority upon. And when we look at Psalm 119, and by the way, Psalm 119 is mainly about the Word of God. So if you want to read about the effects of the Word of God on your life and how much it should be esteemed and so on, Psalm 119 is a good one to look at. Let's have a look at just one verse. Verse 130 of Psalm 119. And notice what it says in verse 130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. You see, there has to be an entrance to God's words to give light. It gives light, spiritual light, in darkness all around us. You see, you won't get an understanding of healing and divine healing and divine health by fellowshipping at the pub, or by fellowshipping with unbelievers, or by sitting at the table of the wicked. You're not going to get an understanding of the Word of God from those sources. But you will get an understanding of the Word of God as you let it in, as there's an entrance to it, and that comes through fellowshipping, coming into church, listening to sermons, heeding the Word, getting it into your eyes, reading it, listening to it, speaking it, praise the Lord, speaking it, doing it. See, the entrance of thy words giveth light, and you will start to understand. You will start to understand about healing and health. You might not have understood it 20 years ago. You might have thought, well, it's a very dark area. Well, what were you exposed to 20 years ago? Were you listening to sermons and studies and getting into the Word of God about healing and health? You may not have been 20 years ago. You may not have been 5 years ago. But now you have the opportunity, because there's much that it says about healing and health and strength. The Bible tells us God is the strength of our life. No wonderful thing to put into your mouth. God is the strength of my life. Doesn't matter how I feel. God is the strength of my life. What are you speaking there? Are you speaking just your own words, or are you speaking the word of God? What would you be speaking? Well, if you go back to Psalm 27 verse 1. Psalm 27 verse 1. This is one we can speak. This is one we can say, I will meditate on this. I will meditate on this verse. I will see what is it saying to me personally. What is it saying to me personally? See, the Word of God has to be personal to you, to your spirit, to your life. It gives you spirit. Words of God are spirit and life, and they have to be personal to you. It cannot be just a mental assent. Mentally, yes, I agree that the Word of God is true and powerful and so on. But it has to personally impact you. If it doesn't personally impact you, then you can sit in 100 sermons and not take in anything. But if you believe it personally and you take it in personally and tend to it, then you can start to speak it and say, this is the truth. Notice what it says here in Psalm 27 verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? You know, there's a lot of scriptures that talk about the Lord is our strength. Is our strength. There's a lot of scriptures say that. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. That's a New Testament verse. So there's a lot of scriptures that talk about the Lord being the strength of our life. What would change in your life if every day you got out of bed and you said, the Lord is my strength. He's the strength of my life. As soon as you got out of bed, do you think there'd be any change if you really believed that? If you really believe that, and then all through the day saying, thank you, Lord, you are the strength of my life. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. You see, we should be thanking the Lord, shouldn't we? Look at Exodus 15, verse 26. Exodus 15, verse 26. We must thank the Lord. We must put the word into our mouth. We must say, God is my strength. God is my health. His word matters to me. His word is powerful. His word is quick. His word is good. And so when we look into the scripture, it's not just looking into a dead book. It's not looking into a dead book at all. It's looking into something that's alive. Alive to what? To you. Alive into your heart. Not just mentally assenting to it, saying, well, yeah, I agree with it. But it has to come alive into your heart. And that's one of the reasons why we should meditate upon the Word of God, because it becomes alive into your heart. It speaks to you. It will change your thinking about things. You will see, as you go more and more into the Word of God, you will see things you didn't see before. Exodus 15, looking at verse 26, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Remember, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He healed all that were oppressed of the devil, the Bible tells us. In the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 38, he healed all that were oppressed of the devil. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He heals today. There's much oppression of the devil going on in today's society, even amongst those who are Christians. They need to say, God is my healer. God is the one that healeth me. Thank you, Lord. You are the one that heals me. Notice what it says there. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Thee is singular you. It applies to every person here. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Is he the Lord that heals you? You've got to say it. You've got to say, yes, he is the Lord that heals me. He is the Lord who heals me. And he has done something on the cross for me. He became a curse for me. By the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. Now, if all of this has been theory in the past, you can make it, by quality decision, you can make it so that it's no longer just a theory, but it's reality. Reality to you personally, that the Lord healeth thee. The Lord heals me. Praise the Lord. The Lord heals me. Glory to God. Look at Exodus 23, verse 25. The word of God is health to our flesh. It has to be inside of us. It has to be in our heart. It has to be, as the Bible says, we must keep it in the midst of our heart. Keep it in the midst of our heart. So you can't have a feast of the word one day, have a famine for 3 months, and then another feast of the word, can you? It has to be a continual thing. Every day, into the word. Every day. Every day, whether you feel like it or not. Every day. Why? The whole of this world is going the opposite direction to the way of God. The whole of this world system is going the opposite direction. Exodus 23, verse 25. This one says, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Is it God's will for sickness to be a part of you? No. It's not, is it? So we should say, God, take sickness from the midst of me. God takes sickness from the midst of me. See, thee there is singular. Okay? If you cannot apply it to you personally, if you do not believe it personally, then you cannot appropriate it into your life properly. But a decision that you can make, any person can make, is I believe and I will speak the word, I will meditate on the word, and I will do the word regardless of circumstances, feelings, things that are coming towards me, giants, mountains in the way. Regardless of that, the word has to be, as the word of God says, magnified even above all his name. That's where God has put it. So here we see, we can say, and we should be putting it in our mouth, even if we feel healthy, God has taken sickness away from the midst of me because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for me. He took our infirmities. He bare our sicknesses, not just for those when he was on earth. He's the same yesterday, today and forever. He has done it for us. He's done it for you. He is the Lord that heals us, heals me, heals you. And so we have to take it into our heart. Jesus healed all that were oppressed of the devil. He heals all that are oppressed of the devil today as they come to him. You notice that when Jesus was on earth ministering, they would flock to him. They came to him from all directions. Sometimes they broke open roofs of houses to get down to where he was. Why? Because they knew that coming to Jesus was coming to the source of healing, of health, of life. And the Bible says they came to hear the word of God. They came to hear the word of God. They understood, and as Jesus said, they understood that God's word coming out of his mouth, God's word is more than just words in a book. God's word is something we can take personally into our heart. And it is health to all our flesh. Health to all our flesh. So God's word produces faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We won't turn to that one in Romans 10:17, but we know that one. We've looked at that many times before. But God's word will cause us to be strong, cause us to be built up, cause us to go forward in Him. And you might have said, well, you know, I've seen the word. I've seen that it talks about healing. But if you want to say it's personally for me as well, it's personally for me. It's something we should take for us personally. So we have to deposit good things in our heart. We have to attend to the word of God. Deposit good things into our heart. It makes us very, very attuned to what God wants us to be and what He has done for us. Whatever Jesus has said we are, whatever God has said we are, that's what we are. Regardless of sight, feeling, circumstances. If He says that you are a king and a priest, that's what you are. If He says you're born again, I don't feel saved. But you are if you've believed on Christ. Now, let's have a look at John 5, verses 7 to 9. John 5, 7 to 9. First of all, you see, one of the things, and this is related to walking in the Spirit, one of the things is that when you focus on the Word of God, the things of this world, the things of the flesh, start to become strangely dim. In other words, the Word starts to take preeminence in your life, it becomes more and more alive to you, and the things of the world become dimmer. Those of us who have gone deeply into the Word and into this type of life understand that. And I pray that we all understand that here. That the things of the Spirit of God become so precious and are seen to be so precious to us as we move more and more into Him. Draw nigh unto me, God says, and I will draw nigh unto you. John chapter 5, let's look at verses 7 to verse 9. 5, verses 7 to verse 9. Well, look at verse, we'll start from verse 4. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. It's a long time to have an infirmity, isn't it? When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? Sounds a strange question to ask someone who's been impotent or with an infirmity 38 years. So, will you be made whole? Will you be made whole? And the question is today, will you be made whole? Notice what the impotent man says in verse 7. The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. You see, this is where the focus comes in. You see that the impotent man was not focusing on the Lord for those 38 years. As it says in verse 7, Sir, I have no man. So he was thinking that I need a man to help me down in. But notice Jesus said to him, and this is where faith could arise within him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And as soon as that man acted on the word of Jesus to rise, and immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. It had to be belief. I believe what he is saying. I believe it. Took up his bed and walked. Took up his bed and walked immediately. So we're not trying to get healing. We're not trying to get healing. What we must do is believe the word receive it, and then act according to what the word has said you are. If by the stripes of Jesus you were healed, how must we behave? How must we act according to that? As the healed, isn't it? As those who are healed. Let's have a look at one more scripture here in John chapter 5, verse 14. John 5, verse 14. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple. That's a good place for the impotent man, or the now not impotent man, the healed man, to be, isn't it? Findeth him in the temple, and saith, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. Now, Jesus is saying, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. Sin can be a great barrier. The sin of unbelief is one. The sin of doubt, fear and worry are all in that category. Because we are commanded not to fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. So when the thoughts of that come to you, you should come against them. We'll learn more about that on Sunday, because I'm going to be talking about the battleground of the soul on Sunday. Well, here we see, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. What's a worse thing than being 38 years with an infirmity? A worse thing come unto thee. So sin is attractive of all the wrong things. We must be people that are ready to repent quickly. Make sure that the Word of God comes in when the Word shows you what's right and what's wrong. Get that which is wrong out. Get that which is right in, and what is wrong out. Praise the Lord. If we don't do that, we're going to be people where the Word of God won't have impact in our life. Now, we know that. There are people like that, because when you go to the parable of the sower, it talks about the different states of people's hearts and how the Word, which we know is powerful, is quick and powerful. There's nothing wrong with the Word of God, but there can be things wrong with people's hearts. Okay? So the Word of God is health to your flesh. Remember what you have to do. What you have to do. You've got to give attention to it. You've got to make sure that it's in front of your eyes. You've got to be focusing on it. You've got to be a person that allows it into your ears. In other words, incline your ear to it. And so it's important for us to be people that are constantly focusing on God's Word. Two more scriptures, two more. Let's go to Isaiah 33. I believe the Lord has been speaking to you today. The Lord has been saying to you, this is the way, walk in it. Isaiah 33. Now, God gives words to Zion, and Zion, as we know, is a type of the church. And God has given a word to Zion here. We'll just look at a couple of verses out of Isaiah 33. And I just want to look at the first part of verse 20 in Isaiah 33. It says, look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. So look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. Is he talking to Zion, and he's saying, look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. Then go down to verse 24. Now, we are inhabitants of Zion today. We are inhabitants of Zion today. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the healed say, I am not sick, but healed. Now, notice what it says in verse 24, and the inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. Okay, so the iniquity is dealt with. And we dwell in Zion. We dwell in the presence of the Lord. We should be saying, I am healed. By the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. I'm an inhabitant of Zion. Are you an inhabitant of Zion? Are you a part of the house of God, part of the church of God, part of the body of Christ? If you are, then you can say, I am the healed. And anything that tries to come against your body is something that shouldn't be. And you say, down, be gone, stop, be healed. Okay? This is something we have to get into our heart this whole way. Speak the word, meditate upon the word, and do the word. So obviously healed people, they will be saying all the right things. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is the strength of my life. See? Oh yeah, but I feel weak. My arm feels weak. The Lord is the strength of my arm. The Lord is the strength of my back. The Lord is the strength of my stomach. The Lord is the strength of my neck. The Lord is the strength of my legs. The Lord is my strength. He's the strength of my life. These are the things that God wants you to put in your mouth, because God's word is quick and powerful, and it's health to all your flesh. And finally, we'll look back at Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 23. Then I'm going to give you an invitation. If you'd like to make a quality decision tonight, say, well, I'm not going to go backwards now. I'm going to go forward. I want to receive from the Lord tonight. We'll give you an opportunity for that tonight. Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 23. You've heard the word. Have you heard it in faith? Have you heard it in faith? And this is important. You've got to mix the hearing of the word with faith. You've got to say, I believe it. It's not just any old book. The Bible is not just any old book. It is spirit and life. It is the law of God to me. It is truth. It is something I build my life upon. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 4, 20 to 23. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Health to all their flesh. Now you may not have had this word deep in your heart applying to you in the past. In other words, you may not have been agreeing with it with your heart. It's just been a mental assent. God wants to change that. In fact, He will change that. It only takes a small decision, a very quick one. You don't have to wait 3 weeks or 3 months or 3 years. You can do it in 3 seconds. You can say, Lord, I do believe your word. I'm going to, from this time forward, I'm going to change. I want to change. I repent of not believing your word. I repent of not speaking your word when I should have. You know? I repent of allowing all the wrong things in. Let's close our eyes, bow our heads, quieten ourselves before the Lord. You know, the words that I've preached tonight, don't think of them as just coming from a man. Think of them as coming from God Himself, through the Word of God, through the Spirit of God operating. Father, I praise you and I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That all ears be open, all eyes be open to hear and see spiritually, in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for every person here that there would be divine health and strength in every person's life, and an appropriation, a taking hold of the healing that's been provided by Jesus. We praise you and thank you, Lord. We ask that this word be personal, personally applicable to each one of us. In the name of Jesus.